closing main breaker.
And you know what that means, boys and girls.
It's time for the
Jimmy Doan.
The Jimmy Doan.
Hey. Is that it? That's the Jimmy Doan Show back again here Sunday.
The 12th of February.
And
we got a good crowd here today.
Yep.
Good crowd here today. Jack Rhodes is back.
Hey, I'm here. Good to be here.
All right, Curtis.
It's me.
That's right. He's going to tell us all legal stuff. Eric.
Yep. If my name isn't Engineer Eric, may God strike me dead.
When I said it's me unless I say something that I don't want to say later. And then it's not me.
And, of course, Jimmy. And don't forget your emails, jimmy@jimmydoan.com. And we have a poltergeist, I found out. When he hits up a
poltergeist. There it went. That was it right there.
That was it.
We hitched up a live microphone. So occasionally, if you hear an errant voice, that's from our aura in the room or whatever it is.
Special Jimmy Doan poltergeist.
We want to say hello, as usual, to Susan and Jean. And, you know, Lambeth, England, we get smashed all the time by then. And Williston, we got new worldwide people.
Worldwide people?
Yeah. New Zealand, for some reason, has come on board.
We're trying to get news from New Zealand.
In Ireland. Yeah, we're getting from Ireland, all the places. And Toddville, Iowa.
All right.
No, it's great. Lots from North Carolina. Las Vegas. I hope that's the babes out there.
Maybe they're
showgirls. Yeah, we hope so. Yeah. And, of course, North Carolina. But, I mean, it's amazing to see how, when I look through the list of where these people come from, I mean, it's all over the place. We probably ought to set up like they do a frapper. You know what frapper is?
Nope.
Well, the frapper has a thing. It's free. You can put a pin on the map and assign it to a podcast. So, if you listen to the Jimmy Doan podcast and you say, yes, I do, and you put your name or not name or whatever it is, and then on our map, we'll see where people are from and that kind of stuff. It's like a thumbtacks or whatever.
Or it is spreading.
Well, they do that. It does that in our web.
Oh, that's right.
Software.
It already does it anyway.
It does it anyway.
Okay, well, forget it. Okay, forget that.
We got that, man.
We already frapped.
Yeah, that's right. We're ahead of the curve on that. Anyway, we want to talk today about
It's 2 days before Valentine's Day. I wanted to give a mention to our new sponsor, Krishan Chocolates.
Oh, that's right. EJ.
Yeah, EJ.
The reason he's not here today is...
He's knee-deep in chocolate.
Knee-deep in chocolate. Willy Wonka has nothing on this guy.
No, he doesn't. And it's Valentine's Day in 2 days, so he's making sure he's going to get some.
I want to tell you something about EJ's chocolates, and this is the truth. I remember when he gave me, I went to a party here in town, and he gave me six of them. They come in a little box of six, I think. And I went down to the party, and a bunch of old people like me. And at the end of the party, I asked this lady, I said, would you like to try one of these chocolates? And she said, oh no, I'm watching my weight. And of course, she's waving around these huge bazooka-sized arms. And I
and the big guns.
That's right. And I'm so petite, I cannot. I said, please, just try one. And I'll tell you, in my life, I've never seen anybody actually swoon. This lady, her eyes rolled back up. Yes, thank you so much. Her eyes literally rolled back in her head, and she took a step back. And I thought, and she says, "That is the best chocolate." He makes his butter by hand.
Right.
He has a chocolate river.
By butter. What?
He has a chocolate river.
Chocolate river.
Oh, no, that was really long ago.
So he ships nationwide, ships worldwide.
Sure, yeah, man.
He's got a website. What's his website?
It's Krishan.com. You can get to there from our link, from my website, from jimmydoan.com. There's an ad on the...
Krishan.
Yeah.
Exactly, that's it.
But he'll ship,
but he's real picky. He had a chance to get a... contract or something, but they wanted the chocolate. They wanted to sell them like the next day, and he said, "No, they'll get old." No, he got they come off the store. No, he doesn't like to have them more than about a week or two old or something.
Right. He made us a special Jimmy Doan chocolate that we were gonna maybe sell if we wanted.
Oh, that's right, the Jimmy Doan chocolate. Now he's a good sculptor. He's done some sculpting, but this was the one with the microphone.
Right.
Oh, this is the Valentine's Day.
Special.
This is the Valentine's Day chocolate that had this really nice shotgun microphone, but the Valentine was at the bottom of this upside down. So
yeah.
So the profile was a little was phallic.
Look, if I need to explain that to you, you've got a problem.
You've got a problem, see.
That's right. So anyway, we're going to talk today about the annoyance factor. Uh-huh. This was the
free speech out the window.
Free speech out the window.
Illegal.
And for all I know, lightning. The SWAT team may come hurtling through the door here. Because we tend to annoy people.
Absolutely.
We hope we do.
Well, we do have some new visitors on our thing from NSA.gov or something.
Oh, yeah, I noticed that. Yeah. I was
a lot of emails coming in.
You let me know when that happens. I'm out of here.
We seem to get a spike from Alexandria, Virginia. Is that where the Pentagon is?
I'm changing our show times on the website to reflect not when we're actually here.
That's right.
So when did this law go into effect?
It was signed in just this last week.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. It is unbelievable. And they tried to change it, and we're going to talk a little bit about this because this is it has gotten beyond the creeping totalitarianism. It's a dead run, but we'll talk about that because from a libertarian standpoint. Mm-hmm. Also, the Iran cartoons, we got a little more information on that. It's, you know, one of these continuing stories we want to talk about. The trade deficit, big news. Everybody's all panic stricken about that. Some people are, some people, the people that are in the know are not worried about it at all. Right. And finally, a couple things at the end. Maybe the Netflix thing I saw where... Because I get Netflix, too. I want to talk about that.
We've got the one clip with Gonzalez on Capitol Hill.
Yes. Oh, we want to do that.
Yep.
They're still caring. So let's cruise into the show here.
All right, okay. Let's do it.
Boom, boom, boom.
Before I get to the annoyance thing, because I do want to do the Gonzalez thing.
Gonzalez.
He testified that he didn't need the law, right?
Well, I mean, he testified for a long time. He didn't really answer the questions very specifically.
No.
Let's back up for a second for our listeners. Who is Gonzalez?
Attorney General Gonzalez is the Attorney General for the United States,
right.
And he is defending...
No, this is not Speedy Gonzalez who runs across...
Not Speedy.
No, okay.
Across our liberties.
For some of our listeners, we want to clarify that.
That's right.
And he was on Capitol Hill answering questions about the domestic spying program, and he was trying to clarify... what the law
him,
was.
Grilled basically. Him for 4 hours or something.
Yeah, they grilled
him.
And we got a clip from it that we think is probably the most revealing about what he says. You can hear in this, if you listen closely, what his opinion is of the law exactly. I mean, at least the best way we can figure out this is the best.
You got that clip?
Sergeant. We don't need no stinking budget.
Okay, that pretty well sums it up.
Yeah, I think that.
Yeah, we understand that. That's good. I'm glad we got that clip right off. That was off C-SPAN.
Yes,
exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's right. Good. Well, we
without permission.
Yeah. So sue me.
No, let's just be clear though. I don't think anybody here at the Jimmy Doan Show would say that the program is bad in what it tries to do. Just in the way that it does it. I mean, the Fourth Amendment is there to stop the federal government from doing searches without warrants if they're unreasonable, and there's a whole body of government, the judges, that are set up to make that call.
And they don't.
Not in this case.
No, we've gone away from so many of the things that are so crystal clear in the Constitution.
Yeah.
Crystal clear.
I mean, this is like...
I mean, what is it in the... I'm going to digress just for a second. Just for a second.
Sure.
And that's the Kelo thing. You know, what is it about public use when you have eminent domain and you shall not take, you know, without, for public use, any private land for public use without just... What is it about public use that you don't understand? I mean, that is... And yet they do it for private use.
Well,
and they're getting away with it across the board. It's unbelievable. The grab is on. Anyway, so my point is that very often when you look at the Constitution, it's pretty clear, and yet they've wiggle-waggled.
Maybe you need to go see their eye doctor. Maybe their prescriptions.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it looks a little this part here about the Second Amendment. You know, it looks a little fuzzy to me.
I
don't know about that. You know, I don't know.
The wrong diopter.
Free speech. I don't know. Hey, I don't know. A little fuzzy to me.
Warrants for searches.
Yeah, warrants.
What?
We don't need no stinking budget.
Exactly.
We don't need no stinking budget.
That has got to be... That's great...
That's all we have to say about that.
Okay,
all right.
So let's talk a little bit about... Let's cruise on here to the annoyance thing.
What's that? New federal law.
New federal law. I think it was just what we needed.
We need, right.
And it turns out that if you annoy somebody, which, of course, this goes back to so many of the things that with the political correctness, a lot of the suits that are in a state thing have to, in state courts and so forth, have to do with annoyance and harassment, for instance. Right. If you go in the office and you say, hey, babe, and then she sues you for female harassment or whatever they call it, gender, what
right.
do they call
sexual
it?
Sexual harassment.
Sexual harassment.
Yeah, right.
And it's because you didn't mean to annoy, you didn't know it, but it was the perception she thought she was being annoyed.
Right. Back to your cubicle, ho.
Yeah.
Well, I think that...
Now, that would qualify possibly as an annoyance. I'm not sure.
The first thing, one of the first things that comes to my mind when I heard about this was the do not call list. Everybody, you know, recently in the last couple of years, they came out with that no one likes to be annoyed by your telephone ringing
right.
during dinner
right.
every 6 p.m. And then this national do not call list. That started the whole, we have the right to not be annoyed.
Yeah.
It only makes sense that this is now taken into the internet.
Well,
the problem is that
you're right, but the problem is that it is so broad.
Well, it's spam.
If we
call it spam.
No, this
point.
Is not spam. This is, if you write a blog, say for instance, you were to write a blog, and it's anonymous. Or say it's you do it yourself and you say, you know, my employer sucks. You know, not literally, but I mean that the
or maybe he
or
does.
Maybe he does, right? You know, and your employer gets annoyed, right. and they can like sue you. I mean, the fact is that there are.
Well, we had this one issue. Remember the girl who did the blog about her company came out. I'm trying to. Who did she work? I want to say she worked for one of the networks. But I wrote a blog and then got some feedback and then got in trouble. And
well,
so
I can understand.
Yeah, they can.
Look, it's supposed to be.
I don't think there's anything wrong with if you write a blog that criticizes your boss, if they want to fire you, that's fine. I don't have a problem with that. But as far as dragging your ass into court, I mean, if you, for instance, if I say something against Gonzalez, you know, and he drags me into court because he's annoyed. I mean, and that the law permits that.
Well, I'm guessing...
Well, this law does permit, of course, you to flame somebody on a mailing list or a blog as long as you do it under your real name.
Oh, it does?
Yes.
Okay, of course, yeah. But again...
You can't do it anonymously.
Well, of course, the problem is that there's nothing in the Constitution that says you can't do it anonymously.
All right, what's the legal input, Curtis?
Well, okay, here's my thoughts. Are they trying to say that you can't send the person emails and... things of that nature. For example, we've always had the standard in law that you can't make repeated phone calls to persons
right.
or drive by their house.
Stalking.
Right. You know, it's you're interfering with their liberty rights if you're hounding them.
This is a little different. What this says is if you post an anonymous blog, so just, you know, not directly to this person, and you say, not libel, just that something that annoys this person, that you can be hauled up on charges.
Right, and they give like a few examples in here. They say
the good examples.
Right, yeah, that woman fired by a manager who demanded sexual flavors wants to
flavors
wants to blog about it without divulging her full name. And so, you know, or an aspiring pundit hopes to set up the next suck.com.
Yeah, no, you
know, or a frustrated
nice.
Citizen who wants to send an email describing corruption in local government without worrying about reprisals.
Oh.
So, in other words, those are some cases that somebody's going to get annoyed, and that's now enough to make that action a crime.
Yeah, I'd like to see the statute on that one.
No, it is. Well, you can pull it up because the thing about it is they talk about it. When they talk about it, they actually, there were a couple of people. That in the federal legislature that were concerned about this. They said, you know, this seems a little broad to me.
Say.
And they passed it anyway, and Bush signed it. I mean, it was the thing.
Well, they buried it into this. The reason why it got passed was because it got shoved in with another bill that really had to get.
Had to get passed, right?
It's a must-pass bill to fund the Department of Justice, and the tactic worked. And basically, that was the deal. So it was unanimously approved. So there was some senator, Arlen Specter from Pennsylvania, who greased the rails for this idea or whatever. And put
and
it
he's
in
a
there.
Former prosecutor, of course.
Right, of course. And
former Specter member.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
that's
right.
Former Specter
that's
member.
Right. Hence the name.
Right. And I guess there's another buried in the new law is Section 113, an innocuously titled bit called Preventing Cyber Stalking, which rewrites existing telephone harassment law to prohibit anyone from using the internet without disclosing his identity with intent to annoy. And again,
can you imagine? I mean, well, the thing that gets me about it is that this is even proposed. I mean,
I gotta believe that they've made a division between sending the stuff directly to the person and simply posting it. I know those examples all seem to be people simply posting things, but
well, it's what the law says, though. That's the thing. Well, in other words, it's not the judges ever go along with what it actually says, as we know from the Constitution.
Open to interpretation. And the thing is also, it's defining what a noy is. It's
well, like, actually, it's not. Well, the problem
is like, what's the meaning of
e? No, the problem is it is the annoyee that gets to decide.
Right.
That's the problem.
Right.
You can the exact same action may or may not be an annoyance depending on who complains.
Well, they say,
I don't think they would do it that way. I think that's called a subjective standard, and I think that they would use the objective test, you know, which basically says would a reasonable person have been annoyed by this activity?
It depends on what the definition of is.
Yeah.
You know, there's a website called annoy.com that
we need to go there. Annoy.com.
Well, they beat this one particular court case because they decided that annoying or this harassing was pertained to obnoxious and profane postcards obscene postcards.
Obscene, right?
Obscene, and so.
Of course, what's obscene anymore? Well, that's community standard.
You're right.
Community standard. Well, I mean, that gets into like libel and such. I mean, like they said, but of course, that's a civil remedy. That's not a criminal thing.
They make it a criminal thing. I tell you, they make it.
Well, there is a sort of criminal defamation type of thing. I mean,
I love that. Okay. You know, if you're hauled into court and have to pay an attorney and or a threat of jail, as far as I'm concerned, you've got a problem.
Well, there's no threat of jail.
I can't wait to see the first case of this. We're going to, you know, only a matter of time.
Yeah.
Well, I'll try to pull the statute and see if
we'll talk about that next.
That's got to be have to rule unconstitutional if it just applies.
You think, but I tell you, if they ruled constitutional the campaign finance, which was hokey, if they rule that constitutional, you don't know what they're going to do. I mean, it's just beyond belief.
Well, we need to stay tuned to that one,
we'll check it out. Okay.
We'll check it out. Okay.
Well, you mentioned the cartoons.
Yes, the Iran cartoons are still on.
The cartoon made me.
They might annoy somebody.
That's right. Well,
obviously
they do.
Obviously they do, and of course the cartoon made me do it. I mean, what these guys are still burning up Europe and threatening them. They're carrying signs around. We talked about it a little bit last time.
And I don't have any exact facts, but I heard that it was reported that this same cartoon was run several years ago.
I heard it was run in Egypt, actually, of all places. And they didn't holler and scream.
Right, there was not an up.
There were 12 cartoons, of course. Now what the Iran people, I guess, have done is they've put out a contest for the Holocaust cartoons.
The Iran people?
As if anybody cares. I mean, really, you know, go for it. Okay, if that's your remedy, is to post 12 Holocaust cartoons,
Knock yourself out.
Yeah, knock yourself out. I mean, it doesn't matter. To us, it's so funny to see the dichotomy here. You know, here are these people out there literally murdering, screaming, burning, you know, shooting, cutting off heads, raping and murdering over 12 cartoons.
And murdering.
What's really ironic is if
and murdering.
What's really ironic.
And of course now they're going to come out and say, well, we're going to put those 12 Holocaust cartoons and we'll show you.
What's really ironic about the whole movement is that they're murdering in order to prevent idolatry.
Yeah, which, no,
is designed to cut down on extremism.
Well, of course, the thing about you have to wonder what the idolatry is when you show Muhammad or whatever, you know, with a bomb in his head. Is that what they're going to worship? I guess they do. Because
a bomb through his head like the old Steve Martin thing?
Yeah. Well, that's an arrow. Yeah, whatever. But right. No, that's what I'm saying is if you show him with a turban and a bomb, you know, one of those bombs.
What's the danger of him being worshipped?
Yeah. Well, or actually, maybe there is. You know, that's the new fashion. Is to walk around. You're not going to get very far.
I love this one quote. It goes, it sends a conflicting message to the Muslim community that in democracy we have free speech, so therefore it is permissible to offend Islam.
Yeah.
That's not a conflicting message.
Right? Well, no, I mean, exactly, but that's...
It's certainly, certainly not...
They think you shouldn't have free speech, but we're trying to promote democracy, so...
Right. Well, that's when you can very nicely have your right brain and your left brain totally unconnected.
Mm-hmm.
And you can have two diametrically opposed thoughts at the same time.
Like
don't worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
We don't care.
Right.
And never the twain shall meet. So anything else on Iran cartoons? You got anything else that's pressing? Moving on.
Nina.
I just want to say it'll be interesting to see whether or not finally one of two things is going to happen. Either the Western leaders are going to come down and condemn their papers Or the Eastern leaders are going to have to say, it's okay, you can write whatever you want. We don't like it, but we're not going to have to lop anybody's hands off. So anyway,
today.
We're talking about one guy or a couple of people in Iran, a couple, you know, the Western leaders. I mean, these guys are... What are they leading?
You think it's just the gangs and thugs and whatever? Well, that'd be great if it was, you know.
To me, you got way too much time on your hands if you're worrying about this. Now, you got other things to do, I think, in life. If you're spending a lot of time on this, as we talked about before, we're going to go to a movie or we're going to go riot today. I don't know. Right. Date riot. Okay, fine. We'll have some fun with this. I don't know.
If you do make a great cartoon that does offend Muhammad, please send it to the Jimmy Doan Show and we'll post it.
Oh, yeah,
we'll
for
have
sure.
a competition.
Yeah.
And you'll win something from Jimmy's famous. Now, eBay stash.
That's right. Well, that's
or
true.
Garage sales.
We do have a whole cartoon section on our website.
That's right. That's we'll post that baby. The other thing is, fortunately, our server is located quite a ways from here, right? So in case we just if they're going to nuke the server, that's fine. But we have it backed up someplace.
Yes, we do.
In Iron Mountain.
Always.
Wyoming.
Cheyenne
Tunnel.
It's Iron Mountain. That's
so
So what about this trade deficit?
Big news, big news, big panic stricken. Although, interestingly enough, on Friday, at any rate, the market didn't react to this. It is so funny. We talked about this in way earlier podcast about trade deficits in general. New record up 17%. $700 and some billion, almost $1 trillion, you know, $750 billion trade deficit, as they call it, trade deficit. And $200 billion of that is with China,
mm-hmm.
who doesn't exactly have a free currency. That yuan or whatever they use over there, their piece of paper, mm-hmm. is not traded.
It's colorful.
I guess it is, and
worthless.
Well, apparently not. Anyway, they're sucking up our dollars like crazy, and the trade deficit. Some people seem to think that this is a real problem. And one of the things that happens with this money, of course, since the dollar is only legal tender in the United States, that money has to come back here pretty quick, and it does. It either creates jobs here, whether you like it or not, and of course, we had 2 million new jobs created, I think, in January, which everybody. Most of the Democrats and other statists were really upset about because they want to control that sort of thing. But the deal is that money comes back. So where it goes is still into U.S. bonds and stocks, which is one of the reasons the stock market hasn't fallen. And even though interest rates are rising, they are still historically low. And I'm guessing that that's where the money is coming from. And it doesn't – because money that is spent like that – does not balance off the trade deficit in a legal accounting form. You know, in other words, the money's here, but since we didn't actually ship
product
Chevrolets and whatever we ship,
they don't count bonds and stocks.
No, not in that. That's the thing. That's the crazy part of it. They don't count stocks and bonds. If you take your dollars and you buy bonds and stocks on the New York Stock Exchange, that doesn't count in the trade deficit.
So we just burn up all their bonds and then then they're out of luck.
Yeah. And of course, the way you do that is, and let me tell you, it would be the first time for this country. The one thing the United States hasn't done is to technically ever default. Mm-hmm. Other countries have. And you've seen this happen when they go through hyperinflation and you have a, you know, German bond from the 1930s maybe you paid in real labor. You might have, you know, invested a year's labor in it and you get back, you know, a pfennig at the end. And because the inflation, that's the way you default on some of the stuff. Of course, they actually defaulted and changed their currency. The United States actually, as we've mentioned, I think previously, if you have a dollar from a printed United States dollar
from the South during the Civil War.
No. the South actually did default. But actually, interesting, even to collectors though, if you find a dollar from the South, you might actually be able to swap it off for a U.S. dollar.
Uh-huh.
That might be worth it. They didn't used to be.
Right.
Because some of those dollars were they were so bad, they were only printed on one side. Seriously, I've got some. Anyway, and really tissue paper. I mean, you know, it was
thin.
Thin, yeah, thin. Do you mean? You could see through it. And so the point is,
roll a noob with it.
That's it. No doubt. The point is that there is no technically you may claim that there's a deficit, but there isn't.
Well, what percentage of the money that's invested in bonds and stocks here, U.S. bonds and stocks, that's foreign money, what's that?
It's a lot. And of course, what the worry is that they're going to cash in. Well, what are they going to cash into? In other words, if they decide, for instance, suddenly to, if the Chinese decide suddenly to walk in and say, look, I'm going to sell all my bonds today.
Market value.
Yeah, but it'll decrease the value of them, which of course would raise the interest rate. I'd have to, you know, I mean, that's the way the value of the bond and the interest rate are exactly opposite one another.
But why doesn't Bush like, come out and say that? I mean, because he's always...
Because nobody would understand it. Look, the way the state-run indoctrination system works, that those kids are not explained anything except how to put a condom on a banana, and that's it. I mean, if you ask the kids today any question at all, I mean, I'll bet big money that if you ask any 11th grader who the vice president of the United States is, that you would...
Colin Powell?
Yeah.
Howard Clark.
Bill Clinton?
Yeah. That 50% of
Hillary
them...
Hillary Clinton?
That 50% of them would not be able to give you the correct answer. In fact, I made up a little test one time. I didn't put it on our website.
It is on the website.
It is.
Yes.
It is. Okay, it is.
Basic civic quiz.
Basic civic quiz. And it's stuff that you should know if you live in the United States. Interestingly, of course, if you're a Ferner... In order to get your official little U.S. flag when you get sworn in here on the 4th of July, whatever it is, you have to pass a test. That right. They cannot speak, they speak the halting cab driver English.
You go where? Where you go?
Yeah, that's it.
How do you go?
Dick Cheney.
That's right. So they, seriously, those people know more than any, just about any, you know, half or three quarters of the 11th graders here in the United States that are born here. I mean, they take it, the kids that are here today, they take it for granted, and that's unfortunate. So they don't have a stake in the country. And of course, a lot of people don't have a stake in the country because they don't pay any taxes to speak of, which is, that's one of the reasons I'm all for the flat tax.
Mm-hmm. All right, we're getting a little off track here.
What?
Whoa.
Why? I was telling somebody the other day, I said, well, when we talk about something, you start off on the trunk of the tree, and then what I do is I go out a branch, and then out a twig, and then onto the leaf. Mm-hmm. Right. And then I
leaf
jump, and
down.
Then I jump over, over to another leaf, and somebody says, how did you get here? I said, you didn't see the connection? Wait a minute.
Squirrel approach.
Exactly. Flying squirrel approach. Right. You didn't see the connection. We're on the same tree, for God's sakes.
No. It's all the same forest.
So the deficit, and one more thing about the trade deficit, does that include services as well, as I understand?
Yes, it does include services. Okay. In other words, insurance and stuff like that. Right. Yeah, it does include services, but it does not include the stocks and bonds. And I tell you the truth, I forget whether it includes raw land purchases, too. I forget. Believe it or not, I don't know. But when you go look and you look at things in basic Econ 101, they start to tell you what's included in the GDP, and right. They have all these numbers, and M1 and M2 and M3. By definition, it includes or excludes certain things. Mm-hmm. And the economists, of course, in order to keep their job, have made this all kind of a mystical potion.
Well, what do they claim is the reason for the...
The deficit simply is that we are buying more stuff than we are selling stuff.
And why do they think that's important? Why do they claim that's important?
I don't know. What they're saying is, of course, a lot of people come in and right away and they claim that we are losing manufacturing jobs. And I'm saying, so what? You know, let the rest of the world manufacture all our stuff. I mean, I don't care. If our job is just to sit around and think up stuff and we get paid for it, fine.
I'll watch my 62-inch Chinese-made plasma TV while I'm doing it.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I mean, that's the simple fact is that there's no manufacturing jobs any more than 100 years ago, for instance. Over half the country was involved in farming. Today, it's 2.5%. There's no magic in that. I mean, the fact is that we can feed the entire known universe with 2.5% of our population. and actually, we freed up... 100 million
47%.
People, yeah, whatever, to do other things, and they have. I mean, right. The fact is that it's not like 47% of the ex-farmers are unemployed. I mean, they went and got a job, for God's sakes.
Right. Well, they're doing farm machinery repair and design, you know, because that's it's like the people who are complaining about getting the robots for taking their place in Detroit for spray painting cars. Now they're robotic technician repair people.
Right, exactly.
Three times what they were.
No, this is all explained. I mean, this is explained in eighth grade way in our book that's also on our website called Economics in One Lesson by Henry Hazlitt. You can order that from Amazon. And everybody that's listening to this show should have at least read that book twice.
And if you should order it from us, because I think we get a cut off that.
Yes,
right?
We do.
Yes.
yes, we get a
credit card.
Make sure you check
our website first.
Yeah, that's right. If you click through our website to Amazon, we get substantial money. What do we get, a nickel? I don't know. But if that's right. but I figure this way, if 100,000 people do that each day, we
could fund this show.
We could actually fund this show. That's right.
That's a lot of nickels.
No, we get it's whatever it is. We don't care. We did figure out, though, one of the things when we look on our we do have a little web service. And we noticed that we're hitting new records on the people that are actually hitting our site. But this we don't have a clue who comes through. Other, you know, iPod or iTunes or whatever,
or
any of those. Anyway, if you do, we did notice two things. If you do come through those other services, if they have a vote thing, you might go ahead and vote for us. Number one, number two, we have noticed that, and we appreciate this, that you're actually telling your friends, obviously on the antiquated old telephone speaking machine. because what happens is we'll see a new person come in from a particular zip code, and suddenly it like a Merv, you know, we'll get five more hits, you know, in the next 2 or 3 hours or you know 24 hours from surrounding zip codes. So obviously somebody
it's like a little Amway network marketing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So I want to tell you, we do appreciate that. Yeah, no kidding. If you're at a party and you haven't, even if you slur out Jimmy Dolan, you know, we don't care. It doesn't matter if you slur it. Just make sure you spell it right. So we're in good shape on that.
D-O-A-N-E.
And if you want to pass out cards, just send us an email. We'll ship you some.
Yeah, we'll ship you some. And we'll even ship to a P.O. box in case you don't want to know where we are.
There will be no return address.
No, of course not. There will be no return address.
Plain brown package
from Jimmy Doan.
That's right.
Jimmy at JimmyDoan.com.
All right. What else we got for news today?
Not much. Netflix.
Netflix. What about him?
I subscribe to Netflix. I just started, and it turns out the guy is suing him, I think. He's really upset because he has the high-priced Netflix, which is like $15 a month.
$17.99,
which you get three or four at a time.
Three DVDs up at a time.
Three DVDs at a time. And he, of course, what he does is, which I do the same, I have the cheapie because I'm such, you know, Mr. Cheapskate from hell.
Well, cheapies, you're allowed one at a time or something?
Yeah, one at a time. Oh, okay. And so what you figured out, I figured out it's like $10. And I figured out that if you'd get, five a month, if you work it out right, they claim this one-day delivery, which is BS. Anyway, the point is that if you watch the DVD right away and send it right back, you can actually work out and get about five a month, which makes it a kind of a deal. Because one of the things I do like about Netflix is they got some videos in there that you can't get anyplace else. I mean, they got 50,000. I mean, even Blockbusters doesn't have anywhere near that.
You can get
some stuff that's real cult stuff. And anyway, so this guy is on the threefer thing. So he gets three at a time. And he
watches them that day.
Watches them all that day. That's
sends
right.
Sends it on back.
And sends it on back.
Right.
And then they purposely put him at the bottom of the stack so that he doesn't get it for
quickly,
a week very
right,
quickly
yeah.
at all. And they do it on purpose.
They call that throttling.
Yeah, they call it throttling. So Netflix has a thing. If
they deny the crap out of it.
No, I don't think they do. They call it throttling.
I
don't think the Netflix people.
They're denying that they do.
No,
this.
They in their. I believe in their statement they say that if that happens, it's okay.
They did deny it. Now they're saying that is true.
Yeah, that's okay. Right. So the point is that.
Oh, we denied it until they found out.
No, right? That's it. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, that.
Oh, yeah. That. Oh, yeah. That throttling.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
I'm sorry. I thought you meant.
Sure, we do that.
Right. Yeah.
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 And so the point is that if you think you're going to use it and use it the way you would like to use it, they diss you for that.
Mm-hmm.
And so basically the way they make their money is to not ship you the stuff. mean, you know, it's a good deal if you now at Jimmy Doan, of course, if you order something from us, we will ship it, right? Or
yeah.
won't?
No, we will.
Okay,
yeah.
we will.
We
okay.
don't
yeah,
have
we sh-
much to order.
No, well, we will. But when we do, I figured maybe it'd be kind of like an eBay thing if we could get. If we get a million people to order something for $1,
do a Dutch auction, or what do they call that? Like a batch auction. So in other words, if you guys want Jimmy Doan coffee mugs and you want to get 50 of them, we'll do a run.
That's right.
Pass out to your office.
That's right. That's
promote
right.
us
as well. You should. But I'm figuring this way: if we could sell a million, like that million pixel guy, if we could do it all in one day,
right?
We would never be on here again.
No, don't say that.
We'd close down.
Edit.
That's right. No, it's.
We'll just be doing the show from St. Thomas or something.
That's right. Right. That's right. From an offshore catamaran.
Well, so far, I do the Netflix thing, too. So far, I haven't had a problem with it. But I don't think that I'm trying to get, you know, the most bang for our buck.
This guy, you know, they have a screening procedure where they figure out if they're, I don't know, losing money or not losing money or something on it. I don't understand myself. If it costs them the same, I guess, to send you three as it does one, and the package weighs the same, I guess.
I think they send them individually.
Oh, do they?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have the subscription that's more than one?
Yes.
Oh, and they do send them.
The return cost, according to them, costs 78 cents in postage alone.
Okay, well,
that's their problem.
That's their problem. That's their deal. Yeah. That hurts.
I mean, so you do 100 of those.
Yeah. You've used up your prescription.
Yep.
Yeah, no question.
Your prescription.
Yeah,
no. You got to go back to the doctor.
That's it. That's
get approved
it.
Again.
That's it. Well, no, I can see that.
So is this a dart to Netflix?
Is that, well, it sort of is in a way. I mean, you know, look.
Well, Blockbuster's got the same setup.
Yeah,
are they doing it too?
Well, I don't know, because we talked about this last week about the Super Bowl ad.
Right.
And the Blockbuster, the neat thing about Blockbuster was theirs includes, like, once a month you can walk in and get one or something like that. I mean, they're trying to out Netflix, which if they do, I'm switching.
You know,
too. I'd switch tomorrow. I need to go over there and find out what that's all about. I suppose I could get on the internet and find out.
You know, Netflix added 1.6 million customers to it last year, giving it 4.2 million subscribers through December, and just 4% during the first 3 months of 2005, just 4% of its customers canceled, so the lowest rate in the company's 6-year history. So, I mean, we have an unbelievably high customer satisfaction rating.
Well, what
do you
expect
them to
say?
People want to mail that shit off. I mean, who wants to mail something off?
It comes in a prepaid.
It comes in a prepaid
thing. All you got to do is walk it out to your mailbox and throw it in.
No, it's really, it's
you
got
to walk out to your mailbox.
No, my God.
This is L.A. Walk.
Yeah, walk.
No.
Drive.
Walk. Have a robot ticket out there.
Yeah. No,
it is actually very
convenient.
I'd rather
just click on my remote and get it beamed directly to me.
Well, yeah, I mean,
that's where it's going to go.
Pay-per-view, I mean, kind of thing, you know.
Right. Yeah, I did notice your thumb is getting a little large there.
Yeah, I've been working
on that. I know that.
Well, the Netflix thing seems to be working pretty good.
No, mine's working okay. But again, they're making money on me because I watch it and send it back about two. I get about four a month, which works out to about $2.50 each, which is a little cheaper than renting them.
All right.
But the main thing is I get some stuff that I can't get anyplace else. I mean, they're really, it's pretty esoteric stuff.
I have noticed when I've walked into the movie stores, a lot of the not ultra popular titles aren't there.
No, they're not at all. I mean, I've really been surprised at some of this. And I you ask them to look it up on the computer, and they it's like it never existed.
Right.
I mean, some of my favorites.
What's
I couldn't
computer?
Believe there's Gene. Yeah.
What's a computer?
What do you mean they have internet on the computer now?
Yeah.
Is that Homer?
Yeah. Ooh, they have the internet on computers now.
Whoa, look out. So I'm done with that. Anything else on that particular thing? Again, one of the things that is good about this is the free market system, Netflix. If you don't like it, you can quit anytime. It's not like you have to sign up for a year like you do for your damn cell phone. So I finally managed to get. I called up to cancel my cell phone service. Finally,
lucky if you can get
a
year.
And they sent
years.
You a new one in the mail.
Huh?
Yeah. And they sent you a new one in the mail.
Yeah, exactly.
They sent two back.
Yeah, they send you two back.
Yeah, right. No, that's yeah. No, the one thing I did find out, they have a super top secret probationary double secret plan that they don't tell you about until you absolutely finally tell them you're going to cancel for the third time.
Absolutely, all the electronic services are like that.
I didn't.
The way you get your best service is you sign up and then like you wait about a week and then you call them up and you say I'm done, I quit, and then they go whoa, wait.
That's maybe, not the real price.
That's right.
Hold on,
it is amazing. Well, I had to go through the 2 years. Cycle. I missed the 1 week cutoff, so I had to go the full 2 years and pay for this phone three times. But it's still a good phone. But finally the 2 year contract was up like yesterday or the day before, or whatever. And I called them up to cancel, and they said no, you don't want to do that. And they gave me a deal that, you know, like you say, I couldn't refuse.
Right.
I would not refuse.
And
who's your service with?
Sprint.
Oh, God.
No, surprisingly enough, it was surprising. They told me this is. They said that they sent me all kinds of stuff in email. They said we really want you back and all this stuff. First of all, after they have a little kicker that came out when my two-year contract was up, I say, about 2 weeks
when
ago.
When your check didn't clear.
Yeah, right. No, unfortunately, they have it on the credit card. Right. No, that's right. I do pay by check. Mm-hmm. So the old paper checks thing, mm-hmm. you know, the old...
What are those?
Yeah, exactly. Papyrus.
Right. You know, papyrus. Quill.
Yeah, that's right. The problem is, yeah, chiseled on stone.
Right.
Costs extra to send that. But I did, and I lost my train of thought.
You said you just canceled your phone about 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago, and I got emails from them saying, you know, please come back, and we're going to give you...
Kicker came out.
Huh?
Kicker came out. The kicker came out.
They send you all these
notices. They sent me the notices, and when I called, they gave me the... Oh, they sent me a thing. They said, of course, if you refer anybody... to our service, we'll give you $25.
We'll send a girl by.
That's right.
You know, they do that. If you order a lifetime subscription to Playboy, they actually send a playmate to your house.
To deliver you.
The
first issue.
The first issue. Yeah. But there was a soldier who was, like, permanently stationed in Korea, and he's like, oh, God, I'm never going to get out of this dive, or whatever he was. And so he ordered a subscription, and sure enough, man, they flew her
no
over.
No way.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, they did.
Wow.
They even had, well, of course, they kind of tied into a little publicity stunt.
No.
They had, yeah. But they flew over on Bunny One or whatever and had a little picture of it in there. And the guy's like sitting there with all his buddies going, yeah, you know, and, playmate, you know.
Did he get laid?
No.
Confident.
No.
I was confident that he did not.
Yeah.
No. So what did they do with Barely Legal?
Barely Legal.
What now?
In another magazine. What are they doing?
I figured,
extreme
Playboy.
Fisting, right.
Okay. They stop by Eckerd's first.
Yeah. Yeah, right. I don't know. Yeah, God. They have some. I hadn't finished my thing
on yet.
Okay, and, well, edit this back in.
Okay.
But I was going to say, and I lost my train of thought again. I mean, I had a great thing to say about the
double secret.
So $25, except if you refer onto this price.
Ah.
So okay. In other words, I have to refer. They have to sign up for the full boat.
Oh, you can't tell them about.
You can't
what
tell
you're
them.
Paying.
Sworn to double secrecy, can't tell them about the secret.
So
price.
I'll just bleep
Mr. Elmer,
the secret price.
This is your special place.
That's right.
This is yours.
Yeah, that's right. No, they had.
What are you?
The phone lines were humming between here and New Delhi or Bangalore or whatever it was.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
All right, so what else
so,
we got?
So
that's
we
it,
got
I'm
light,
done.
Light notes, light,
light notes.
Yeah.
Light notes, light notes.
Bush unaware, microphone still on.
Whoa.
Did you hear about that one?
Well, that was the one about the free press, right?
Yeah.
Get him out of the room.
He goes.
I'm all for the free press. Just get him out of the room.
The incident happened at the Republican
Not here.
House Republican retreat. And, you know, he after 6 minutes of public remarks by the president, reporters were ushered out. He goes, I support the free press. Let's just get him out of the room. And then he intended to speak behind closed doors, of course, leaving the microphone on so all the reporters actually listened into his conversations. And the funny part was that the first thing he said was, I want to share some thoughts with you before I answer your questions. But first of all, I expect this conversation we're about to have to stay in this room. And then he goes, I know in Washington that's impossible. And he was right.
Yeah, no, well, it is amazing. I suppose Bush knows this, but even if you close the doors, mm-hmm. If you speak into the microphone, it could get out of the room.
Yeah.
That wire actually carries them electrical signals.
Yeah. Well, you can shoot a laser off the window and get it that way, too. But
ooh, laser pens, too.
Yeah, laser pens.
I love my laser pen. Mm-hmm. Where is it?
They're great.
Yeah.
You were shooting some kid's balloon the other day with a laser
pen.
Oh,
God, that was funny. Yeah. You know, it is astounding to me, uh-huh. as a small digression, light note, whatever it is. You bought me the pen for Christmas.
Right, right.
$4.95 plus tax. A laser. I'm doing air quotes here, and holding my little finger up to my teeth.
A laser,
and
included.
Included with a pen, and three extra batteries. I mean, if you threw away the laser and the pen, the batteries were worth $5. I mean, I'm sitting here thinking, what technology? The first laser I ever bought was years and years ago. It was a big tube, neon, argon, helium, whatever it was. And because I wanted
you
to
walked inside.
Yeah, right. And I wanted to do a hologram, which I did. You know, I learned how to do holograms and everything. This was a couple of years. And it was like $100. This thing, I mean, and I went on eBay. You can get them for $3. These pens, you can get them for $3. Mm-hmm.
We need to get some of those. Slap the Jimmy Doan name on it.
Well, you can. We can do this actually. But yeah, I'm just astounded when you think about what a laser actually is, and so forth and so on. $3. I mean, the technology is astounding to me. Go ahead.
X-rated fortune cookies top off kids fundraiser.
No, that must have been fun.
Yes.
I love that the other headline says, there will be a great embarrassment in your future. A box of X-rated fortune cookies was mistakenly delivered to a fundraiser hosted by a Brooklyn politician. It's a 350 cookie stuffed with the most graphically lurid fortunes. Got mixed up in a batch of 1,750 cookies.
Jimmy wants to ask, is mistakenly in quotes?
Yeah, exactly.
Mistakenly delivered?
Yeah,
yes.
I wonder who's in, you know, doing the...
who's doing the packing?
It could have been. You know, you get one little person in there, and all of a sudden...
So does that annoy somebody, though? Does that fall under the law?
You know, that was another thing. They said, you know, if I wanted to send an anonymous letter to somebody, you know, I can do that anonymously through the post office. And
federal offense.
Yeah, crime.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Double crime.
Double crime, yeah.
Yeah, double crime.
Right.
No,
you and your children go to prison.
No,
right.
And whatever you do, don't lick that stamp. Oh, that is the one nice thing about self-stick stamps, is at least you don't have, your DNA's not on them, you know, but you still have to lick that stupid envelope. You know what I mean? You just
Well, and of course, they also have those little tiny things, which I think we might have mentioned on the
for
show
all you,
before.
For all you wannabe mail bombers, that's apparently a little...
But, we are not aiding and abetting
self-adhesive envelopes. Yes, you don't lick the damn thing.
Right, right. With the latex glove.
And that is not advice.
Right. And also the not advice is printing it on your home printer, because don't every single laser or dot matrix printer have
not
some
dot
kind
matrix
of
a, but the laser printers have a little, I think every laser printer has in some kind of yellow thing a little code that tells what it is.
Well, serial number.
Number or something. I hope that's not urban myth, but that's what I understand.
No, that's true.
It is true. We have our special
CIA, code.
CIA poltergeist here. That
ding,
is
ding, ding, ding,
that's
ding,
why we
ding,
print
ding,
all
ding,
of our
ding,
correspondence
ding,
on the 1906 dot matrix printer that still has a wheel involved. It's got a big typing ball.
I do have a dot matrix printer in the other room. I probably ought to fire that baby up just for laughs.
That's
just,
it.
To hear it. Then now they never track that down.
Probably not.
Of course, they track the paper down.
Yeah, or the ink, which you have to buy specialty from one
store that's left in the United States. That's true.
Let's see, out of all the orders, we have one. Time to refill your ink. So anyway, I'm sure that was exciting for this person. I thought this was kind of cute. Stuck foghorn wails every few minutes. Could you imagine? Monterey, California.
In Monterey, of all places.
Yeah. I mean,
Monterey is like, isn't that the most, other than downtown someplace or another, the most highest priced real estate in the world or something?
There's a big Coast Guard pier out there, and for somebody, you know, they're trying to fix this thing, but nobody knows how to fix it, and it's on the end of the Coast Guard pier, and this thing... Every few minutes. Could you imagine?
I'm telling you, you'd
have... Somebody kept hitting the snooze or something.
Well, you'd go out there, Def sure, go out there with some pillows and stuff it in there or something. I mean, what...
I mean, you're really get up here and bolt cutters.
Yeah,
off,
hello. Yeah, exactly. I mean...
And then put another little light switch in there and direct in your face and whatever of the current... Direct break, current stop thing.
Thank you so much for your
eloquent description of how to do this.
Obviously, you're a techno nerd.
Exactly. I'm an electrician.
They don't call him a thingy. Engineer Eric for nothing.
The electrical thingy.
Yes, the electrical switch electronic membrane. this is the only thing left I got, is a woman does mouth to beak to save chicken.
What?
Yeah.
It was in Arkadelphia, Arkansas.
What website was that at?
Mouth to beak.com.
Arkadelphia, Arkansas. You know, Arkansas is the home of Tyson.
Pollo Porno.
Yeah.
Well, this was not an average chicken.
Tyson chicken?
No. This was an exotic, some kind of special
family
chicken.
Pet here.
Yeah. It was named Boo Boo. Because it was apparently scared. So I love this. I breathed into its beak, and its dadgum eyes popped open.
Imagine that.
Hey, how do they spell dadgum?
Dad-gum. I breathed into its beak again, and its eyes popped open again. I think this chicken's alive now. Keep it warm. It apparently fell into a pool and was floating face down in the family pond. And she was a retired nurse who said she hasn't practiced CPR in years, but she wanted to still see if she still had it in her.
And, you know, I wonder if maybe we could make some money by getting some chicken defibrillators. In case they, you know,
well, if we can get a federal law that requires every chicken farm to, you know,
have one right,
yeah, then we would make a lot of money.
Yeah, because cruelty to animals.
Okay, that's about it, eh? What are we running time-wise? I did want to mention, by the way, in closing, a couple of websites that I found recently, BritPod.
What's that?
Well, it's a bunch of Brits just like us. Kind of cute. It's called...
why don't you forward the stuff to us?
BritPod. Yeah, I think it's BritPod or, you know. Okay. And anyway, there are a couple of guys over there in jolly old England, and they sound kind of British.
Okay.
And they kind of just jack around a little bit, and they're kind of cute. That was, the only other ones I've been doing, of course, are Macintosh like crazy. I found out someplace that apparently about half the podcasters... are Mac users. It's way up from the percentage. You know, it's only like 5% of the people that own computers. Are Mac users. And but apparently about half the people that do podcasts for some reason. And I think it's going to go up because of the new iWeb.
Right.
And that's in the iWeb and the GarageBand that's in iTunes.
Which makes it so much more fun for me to interface with you, because then that way I have to change all of my Word documents to something that you can open.
Well, you heard too. They just lowered the price of iPod.
Yes, you can actually get a shuffle for $69. Give me a break.
What's the memory on a shuffle?
One gig.
Is it one
about
or
200? I think it's about. I think it's one gig.
It might be a half, but whatever it is, if it's a gig, no, it's
I think it's a gig about two.
That holds about all the Jimmy Doan shows.
Yeah, it would. No, seriously. If you're talking, you know, there is no reason when you think about it. This has got to be the. Except they make no money on iTunes. That's a little problem, and I hope they're making money on the $69 shuffle. I mean, they did corral all the flash RAM or flash memory or whatever it was in the known universe, I think, in order to do their stuff, because they've been selling some. They still have 80% of the market, 80% or something of the
pods?
Of the, yeah, MP3 player walk-around type stuff.
Oh, yeah, you're right. The one gig is the 99.
Yeah.
The shuffle is the 69.
The shuffle is I think it's a half gig. But still, when you think about it, a Jimmy Doan show is 17, yeah. 17 megs.
Right.
So you can have, like, lots of us.
Yeah.
And also, you can also have with the other libertarian think tank show, the other two. One is at Cato, which they don't go on all the time. But the one that I really like is Stephen Molyneux. He has his blog, and I think you have to look on what's the main blog thing.
Check out our website. We'll have that on there.
We'll have that.
JimmyDoan.com.
JimmyDoan.com. And my God. Okay. So anyway, that's. But want to thank you for joining us again.
No problem.
We'll be on shortly. And don't forget to tell your friends and some of your enemies.
Email us your.
Oh, the other one I wanted to tell you is if you want to listen to what a really wacko job, we've talked about this before, is Blast the Right. He's the resident socialist, whatever it is, person.
He's correct all the time.
Yeah, he's absolutely. He'd tell you he is.
Right.
So he comes on once a week every Friday. I religiously listen to his shows. He's a whack job. Love him. Love him to death. No, he just is. It's just interesting to hear the way the guy talks. That's all. It's great.
All right. And finally, like we mentioned at the beginning of the show, check out our website for those chocolates.
Yes.
Yeah, the Krishan.com.
That's right. That's right.
The melt in your mouth swoon.
Swoon.
All over the place.
Send That's your it. Woman some chocolate.
Thank you, Jack Rhodes.
Hey, good to be here.
Curtis.
Hey, you're welcome.
Poltergeist. and Eric.
Hey.
Yes, this is Jimmy Doan saying thank you so much. Got the Rubinator.
Got the Rubinator.
And send us keep those emails coming. We love you. All around Japan, we got one.
Yeah.
We got somebody from Japan.
Oh, irashaimase.
That's it. You want to say? That's right. You speak Japanese.
Yeah, you should have told me about that.
Konnichiwa. Okay, this is great, and we'll see you next time. Thank you so much. Bye bye. Try don't do something to you now.